In some countries, there would not be any problem with art showing French revolutionaries replaced with cartoon cats and birds. But it may be a sensitive subject for Thailand's monarchy. For artist Yuri Kensaku, the country's political situation shapes her work. Protesters in Thailand are calling for reform of the monarchy and other changes. People have started their political awakening, said Kensaku. The Bangkok Art Biennale is now showing her latest artwork. It combines the influences of her Thai background with her experience making art in La Rochelle, France. There, historical works of art showing times of revolution gave her the ideas she uses now. Talk of revolution is sensitive in Thailand. People loyal to the monarchy say that protesters are trying to bring down that system of government. Supporters of the king think protesters are calling for reforms to limit his powers. But the protest leaders say that is not their goal. The protesters want to remove Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha and establish a new constitution. Kensaku's parents are Thai and Japanese. She was born and raised in Bangkok. She said her work is not meant to be a message about the monarchy. We must learn about the past to understand the present, but I'm not saying that we have to go that way necessarily, she said. Kensaku does not believe that reforms will end the Thai monarchy. In the middle of one large Kensaku work, a female body with the head of a chicken holds a flag of blue, white, and red. It is similar to Frenchman Eugene Delacroix's 1830 painting, Liberty Leading the People. In Delacroix's work, a woman representing liberty holds the French flag high over bodies of fighters at her feet. The painting depicts France's July Revolution of 1830. Kensaku's piece is called Bleu, Blanc, Rouge. It relates to both the French and Thai flags, which use the colors blue, white, and red. In France's flags, the colors represent freedom, equality, and friendship. In Thailand, they stand for monarchy, religion, and nation. Kensaku's other work at the Biennale is a sculpture titled Broken Victoria. It is modeled on the winged victory of Samothrace, an ancient piece at the Louvre Museum in Paris. Kensaku's work combines a winged female body with the head of a cat with green hair. The cat woman holds a revolutionary flag above her head. A white tie around its middle suggests a symbol of the Thai protests, Kensaku said. And the cat woman's wing is broken. She noted that protesters can get hurt. In order to achieve victory, you have to fight for it, and it's not going to be easy, she said. Kensaku said the indirect symbolism she uses made it possible to show her work in public without risk of trouble from Thai officials. Speaking out against the country's monarchy directly can lead to a jail sentence. The artist said, "The nature of my work is already self-censoring because it is hiding the truth behind it. It's less risky than other artists out there." I'm Jill Robbins.